All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to another episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Jennifer, and today I am bringing you episode number 1964. And for this episode, I'll just be playing what I usually do, lots of new stuff. I do want to thank Carrie for putting together an awesome Halloween episode last week. When I realized that my episode was so close to Halloween, I was like, oh no, will I be expected to do a Halloween episode? I don't know if I can do it. And so I was relieved when I saw Carrie's Halloween episode last week, and I do thank you. It was a great episode. if you haven't listened to it yet, please do so. What did I start off with? I started off with a band from Colombia, Desencarnats, with the song Mística, and that is from their EP, Saudade, released on... Well, by the time it releases on Halloween, I'm recording this before Halloween, so I'm going to say it was released on Halloween, because you'll hear this after Halloween. Next up, Nevaja from Chicago with the song Pilas.
Come on.
All right, welcome back. You just heard Jacket Burner with the song Rewire My Brain, and that is off the Eat Shit and Die Digital LP released in October. Before Jacket Burner, you heard Split System. They're out of Melbourne. The name of the song, Pull the Trigger, and that is from their No Cops in Heaven and Pull the Trigger 7-inch. Before that, you heard Intel, Virtual Signal Fire. That is from their EP cassette release, Afterlife, which was released on Tetrion Tapes out of Buffalo. Before Intel, Kissland with the song Random One, and that is from their Girls Mignon, released not terribly recently, but I heard it for the first time, so I'm still going to count it. It was released in June, and they are out of Melbourne, and I really love them oh so much. And before that, you heard Gob with the song Infantino, and that is from the Do You Believe in Gob EP, released in October on Reckless Records. They are out of Perth, Australia. And then you heard Naveha with the song Pilas, and they are out of Chicago. That is from their recent release on Ragdoll Records. What am I going to bring you next? I am going to bring you Wife. And the name of the song is Splintered Smile.
What colour are his eyes?
I don't know, he's always wearing shades.
Is he tall?
Well, hey, what are you singing? Really sends me Gansville.
Hey!
welcome back. In case you forgot, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Jennifer, and I am playing for you some new releases or some upcoming releases. For instance, like the last song I just played from the band Homefront out of Alberta, Canada. And that was a song from their new LP, which is due out on November 14th on La Vida. Before that, Besta Quadrada with the song Spiral. That's off their new self-titled LP, and they're out of Buffalo, New York. Before that, Stupid World with the song Symbol, and that's from their self-titled cassette EP, released in October. Before that, Golden Startlet with the song Stupid Punk Boy. A little bit of an oldie, but kind of a newbie, so I'm not going to pretend to know because I don't know, because I had never actually heard this band until I was putting this episode together. So I'm going to read some bits and pieces from their Bandcamp page. Golden Startlet were a 90s British punk band from Middlesbrough. They were active in the mid-1990s and released one cassette and two 7-inch singles on Slamped. Golden Startlet Punk Boyfriend, which is the cassette release that I just played, or that I played the song from, collects all of the band's radio sessions, and that was released on Girlsville out of Chicago, Illinois. And then before that, we started off with The Wife with the song Splintered Style. That's off the Importance of Daydreaming LP released on Recess Records in October.